On a recent Thursday evening, Alexandre Bourdonville was showing off his beer called District. This one's called The Clash, he says. He names his beers after the music he listens to. He was pouring out samples in the bar of a Paris movie theater. He's been brewing beer just outside of Paris for the past 4 years.
The day I start to brew, little by little, all my friends want to buy my beer, so I produce more and more beer, and now it's my job.
In fact, he quit his job as a telecoms engineer a year ago to go full-time into beer.
I think it's the right moment to launch his own beer on the market.
The right moment because craft beer, independently produced small batches, is seeing a revival. Yes, a revival, because France, the land of wine, used to have a beer culture.
Début 1900, on avait 1500, 2000 brasseries en France.
That's Dorothée Van Acht, a self-described beer expert who's the co-organizer of the Paris Beer Week set up to promote craft beer. She says that 100 years ago, there were 1,500 to 2,000 breweries in France, but that changed after the World Wars.
Les brasseries se sont beaucoup concentrées et on s'est retrouvés dans les...
Breweries merged, and by the 1950s and 60s, there were only a dozen left. Today, we are rediscovering this tradition. There's a real revival.
Maintenant, il y a un vrai retour.
Indeed, there are about 600 breweries in France today. They're all over the country, but consumers, like most everything in France, are concentrated in Paris. Romain Lebel, Van Acht's co-organizer of the Paris Beer Week, is himself a convert.
Basically, I'm a wine lover, and I turn out into a beer lover.
For him, the rising interest in craft beer in France is in line with a general trend of people wanting to be closer to the products they consume.
Like breads, getting back to the old seeds, spelt, buckwheat. People want to know, what am I putting in my mouth?
And that's true for Fred, who came to try Alexandre Bourdonville's beer.
We like to know where the food comes from. You know, no one between me and the guy who make the food.
Marie, who happened across the beer while at the theater, appreciates that it's out of the ordinary.
C'est appréciable de voir des bières qui ont du goût.
I appreciate a beer with taste, she says, and that has a story with someone behind it. So which one are you tasting?
It's the Ambré district.
Kai Lorch is trying out the beer. He's a brewer also. Originally from Munich, arguably Germany's beer capital, he revived Demory, a French beer brand from the 1800s. Even with his German roots, he says today's craft beer movement in Europe owes a lot to the United States.
We are very influenced still here in Paris by everything that is American in beer culture, so it's all these IPAs.
IPAs, or India Pale Ales, bitter beers brewed with lots of hops that have become a trademark of craft beers in the U.S. Romain Lebel points to the feedback loop across the Atlantic. 10 years ago, Americans, tired of their bland industrial beer, started looking towards Belgian beers for inspiration, though they only had access to the mass-produced beers for export.
They started tasting industrial European beer, like very standard Belgian stuff, and started reinterpreting this style, adding lots of hops and doing just crazy stuff. And now all their creativity is bouncing back in Europe.
Dorothée Van Acht says French brewers have no constraints when it comes to flavor.
We have no point of reference because the beers people drink every day are bland, so their palates can be surprised, and there's something for everyone.
Finalement, le palais est surpris. Il y en a pour tous les goûts.
Despite the rise of interest in craft beers, it remains a niche market.
It's still hard to convince people to buy some microbrewery's beer.
That's Rémi Doridam, who manages the four Bière Culte beer shops in Paris and supplies bars and restaurants. Why don't they take craft beer?
Too expensive. That's all. The bar are still looking on the price instead of looking about the quality.
But he says that's changing. Sarah Elzis, RFI, Paris.